This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The second phase of budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. More on this from our correspondent.
During the first leg of the budget session last month, opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the Speaker. In the notice, they have accused Mr. Birla of acting in a partisan manner. It was signed by 118 MPs, including members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Left and others, except Trinamool Congress. The BJP and the Congress have issued a three-line whip to their Lok Sabha MPs, directing them to be present in the House till Tuesday. The first part of the budget session began on 28th of January and continued till 13th of February. During the first phase, the discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports will launch the second phase of the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative is being organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The ministry informed that more than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are expected to participate in the program. Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of the Gen Z revolution, Balendra Shah, is said to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party, Rashtriya Swatantrata Party, RSP, secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections. The RSP has secured 122 of the 165 directly elected seats in the House of Representatives and is leading in three more, putting the party on course for the biggest electoral majority since Nepal became a democracy. In Iran, Mojtaba Khamenei, the son of the country's late supreme leader, has been named as his successor. Iranian state television announced that Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, declared its allegiance to the new leader. Meanwhile, the White House did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Mojtaba Khamenei's appointment. However, U.S. President Donald Trump, in an interview with Axios last week, said that Khamenei's son would be unacceptable to him. He has also suggested that the United States should have a role in determining Iran's next leader, warning that any new leader is not going to last long without his approval. Oil prices have crossed $100 per barrel for the first time in more than 3.5 years as the Iran war hinders production and shipping in the West Asia. The price for a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was trading at $101.19 yesterday, up 9.2% from its closing price of $92.69 on Friday. Amid surging global oil prices, U.S. President Donald Trump said the short-term spike is worth the cost if it eliminates Tehran's nuclear threat. In a post on Truth Social, Trump argued that oil prices would drop rapidly once Iran's nuclear capabilities are destroyed, calling it a small price to pay for American and world safety and peace. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for the record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by India, New Zealand were bowled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.